KALW.
I do know we're getting some form of the stimulus check, which is better than nothing, but it's like slapping a band-aid on a way bigger cut.
It's been just a little over 2 weeks since the Bay Area's shelter-in-place policy took effect, and it's dramatically changed how most of us live and work.
What's different today is we got toilet paper.
I am a chain smoker, so I coughed and this person just looked at me with this murderous look.
Today on Cross Currents, we'll hear from people all around the Bay Area about daily life during the coronavirus epidemic.
You know who's winning the most? The dogs.
That's coming up. I'm Hanat Baba, and this is Cross Currents. For the past few weeks, we've been bringing you stories to celebrate the 150th anniversary of the Golden Gate Park with our new podcast, The Golden Gate Parkcast. Well, starting today, we're going to take a brief hiatus to bring you stories about how the coronavirus epidemic is changing the way we live and work. It's been 17 days since the shelter-in-place order went into effect. Since then, a team of reporters from KALW has been checking in regularly with a mix of people from around the Bay, including a teacher, a restaurant owner, an artist, a grocery store worker, and an Uber driver. Together, this group is sketching out our new shared reality, and we're devoting our whole show today to hear from them and other locals throughout the crisis. We begin with a high school teacher in Pacifica.
I'm Dakota Milwee, and it is day 11 of the shelter in place. Our district has officially begun to transition all of our classes online with varying degrees of success. About half of my students from each class left a comment indicating that they could go online throughout the past week. I then emailed each student who didn't respond to our class announcements, asking a couple of key things. How are they doing with the shelter in place? Do they have any classwork I can support them with? And I asked them if they could simply respond to this email. That way I can confirm if they're able to go online. And I conclude each email by reminding students that I'm happy to make time for them via Zoom or some other video chatting service. I teach primarily seniors this year. It has been an unquestionably sad experience for our seniors. While helping students with their courses via email or video chat, I'm also fielding questions about if they'll have a prom, let alone a graduation. Many are concerned about these rites of passage that are supposed to be coming up quite soon, but many more have been scheduling times to conference with questions about what college is going to look like next year if social distancing continues.
It's day 11. My name is Inga Petrova. I'm a delivery driver, dog mom, and an immigrant in San Francisco.
The park. There is a shelter in place. You need to leave the park. The park is closed.
8 p.m. I was walking my dog at Dolores Park. The lady cop said that we don't want her to come out of the car and we should go home. Which is very rude. And I feel like cops love this power that they have right now.
It's day 11 of shelter in place in the Bay Area. I'm a shift leader at a grocery store in Sacramento. Today I am getting more walkie-talkie in my ear. No, nothing yet. Hoping they'll be here at 7 o'clock. You got it. Today I am feeling like it is a normal day. or it's a normal day in our new normal. One thing that's different today is that we have new social distancing guides in place in the store. you know, markers for people to stand 6 feet apart while they're waiting to check out at the check stand. I'm worried about the handrail coming up the stairs in our store to the break room in the offices. We've got all sorts of guidance for cleaning off surfaces, disinfecting surfaces, but I haven't seen anybody talk about actually cleaning off a lot of other places that people touch all the time. I plan to go out and disinfect that railing as soon as I get done doing this. And sorry, somebody's talking in my ear again.
This is day 11. I'm currently on a walk because I have to remember to get physical activity these days. I'm a little worried that about how long this will go on and whether I'll be able to make enough money to get through for the next possibly couple of months, but that's why I'm trying to do a bunch of sales of my pottery work and things like that, which have been going pretty well so far and have kept me alive so far. I've had a lot more time to read and do some meditation and clean and just take a little bit more time in the day to do things.
It's day 12 of Shelter in Place for the Bay Area. Today I am exhausted. It's the end of my shift. I don't know, store's been closed for an hour and a half now. What's different today is we got toilet paper. We got toilet paper.
Okay, this is Stephanie. It is day 13 of quarantine, and it is almost 9:30 p.m. My son's inside, I'm outside just kind of taking a break, looking around. I've been cleaning all day with my mom, and it was brought to my attention that they weren't going to be able to come up with the money for their mortgage. And my dad was too shy to ask me, but of course, you know, I told them whatever they need. I have a little bit saved up for emergencies like this, so it's gonna get taken care of. I told him not to worry about it, but you really start thinking about, you know, money, and now the order's in until May 1st, basically. I am kind of just living off my savings. We'll get past this. It's going to take a little bit of time, but, you know, it's not a forever thing. And I'm hopeful, and so far, so good. We're spending a lot of time together, joking around. I think it's something we needed. So, on a positive note, we're all able to be home. We're mandated to stay home, not work, just chill at the house. So, we're all just getting fat and lazy, but cleaning.
Day 13, immigrant dog mom, delivery driver. I'm thinking that as an immigrant, I cannot really afford to not work during this time. There is no way that the government will give me any money, and I just have to survive day by day. But also, if I lose that job, I don't really know how to get another one, because it's really hard for Americans to get a job, and the immigrants are gonna really lose here.
Hello, it's Peaches Christ. It's day, I don't know, 13 or 14. Although it's only, I guess, been 2 weeks. It feels like it's been 2 months. It's become easier and easier to be socially distant, and more businesses are boarded up. And, you know, this definitely feels like the city is getting quieter and quieter as the days go on. One of the things that we are doing is checking in with our neighbors who are seniors. We have a woman on the second floor who we love. Her name is Sond, and she's in her 80s. She's a former Vegas showgirl. She and I talk about, you know, show business, being that we're both showgirls, you know. But Sond is obviously in a vulnerable category, so we pick up her grocery list. She leaves it outside her door, and we go and do her grocery shopping, and then we leave the groceries for her outside her door. And I think it's one of the things that helps us get through this emotionally or mentally is just being able to be there for our neighbors who might need some help.
It is day 14 of the quarantine, and I have a video call coming up pretty soon to check on a student. Hi, Allison. How are you doing?
I'm okay.
Well, yeah. Happy belated birthday.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Do you feel like you've got a good handle on your routine, your ability to focus?
Still not really, but I feel like today I'm actually gonna try.
Yeah. I just want to remind you that it's totally understandable to feel that lack of focus right now.
Yeah.
I think most people's routines have kind of gone out the window throughout this entire thing. And I'm happy to help you figure out, like, if not, like, getting everything done today or whatever, like, maybe that's too lofty. Maybe that's unrealistic. Like, just kind of, like, try to figure out, like, that one thing that you're going to work on today and let that be enough, you know?
Okay. Yeah. I'll do my best. Ms. Bland, for the most part, has told my class, like, grades can't exactly go down at this point, but they can only go up. Is that, like, true for every class, or is that true for, like,
I think only that's certain? That's a great question. I think that's generally true for every class. So, yeah, you definitely don't need to worry about your grade going down from here on out.
Okay, that's good to know.
Yeah. You're going to be in college next year. And I worry a little bit about how long this sort of unofficial summer break might become and, like, what that does to somebody's motivation, let alone their momentum.
Yeah.
So, and I don't say that to scare you at all. I say that more as, like, if you can just really stay, not so much, like, focused, but practice discipline. Being like, okay, I don't have to do everything in the world, but if I do, like, one small thing a day, I think that you'll be way less nervous about going into college because you kind of, like, kept to a schedule and you kept that rhythm going, you know?
Okay.
So
That makes sense. Thanks.
No, for sure.
There was this thing that I saw that was, like, God, when he tries to recreate the 1920s, but he set it to 100 times speed. It seems like the worse the situation is, the better the memes are.
My name is Andrew Sampek. I'm a rideshare driver in San Francisco. It's day 14 of the shelter in place. Now I work pretty much from about 9 in the morning until midnight, maybe 3-4 requests all day. I have to do deliveries because there's just not enough rideshare business there. There's a lot less traffic, which I do like. I mean, I can make it pretty much anywhere in the city in about 15 to 20 minutes. Probably about 90% of the people are tipping better than they usually do, and more. More people are tipping. Before, I'd say maybe 20% of the people that you would drive around would tip. And I greatly appreciate that because it's helping me survive. Mostly people that I'm taking to work now are healthcare workers. Most everybody else is staying put. The thing went into effect on Tuesday at midnight. The next day, I had a cook who had gotten laid off. They gave her a bunch of food to take home, and, you know, they said, you know, that's pretty much all we can do is, you know, give you our stuff out of our fridge, and, you know, hey, it's better than nothing. And I had a delivery today where I got to his house, rang his bell, and called him, and he didn't answer. So I was standing out there, and he opened the door, and you could tell he was visibly sick. And that's the first time that I think I've ever come face-to-face with it. And I'll admit, I got back in my car and washed down pretty heavily with alcohol and bleach, and, you know, made sure that if he did breathe on me at all, hopefully I got it off of me. Uber, they sent out an email almost 4 weeks ago now saying that they were looking at finding some supplies for us so we could keep our cars germ-free and virus-free. And then about 2 weeks ago, they said the same thing, and I haven't heard anything since then. So, you know, it just kind of seems like we're left to figure it out for ourselves.
I am Flora May, and I live in Berkeley. Well, I had a wonderful birthday. I'm sorry it was mixed up with this horrible virus thing, but in spite of it, I did have a wonderful day. This was my 100th birthday. I'm not having anybody come to my house during this time, and I'm not going out either. I had some beautiful bouquets of flowers that I change every second day, the water, and I knit, and I do many things around the house. In the past, Safeway has made a delivery whenever I really needed groceries, but Safeway is no longer doing that. So my son went about 3 days ago and has filled my refrigerator with frozen dinners and all kinds of goodies.
Day 14. You know who's winning the most? Are the dogs. My dog Ollie has been on so many walks recently because all my roommates are at home and they want to exercise or go for a short walk, so they take him with them. Even the other day he was limping from how tired he was from all these walks that he's getting. Day 14, the other day I coughed and a couple crossed the street, which was funny. And today I was standing in line to get a milkshake and I really needed to cough. And I am a chain smoker, so I coughed before the coronavirus a lot. And so that was super uncomfortable, but I had to do it. I tried to do the but that didn't work, and then I coughed, and this person just looked at me with this murderous look.
Today is day 15. I'm Sophia Mitran. I'm a fifth grader at Blossom Hill Elementary. Today, I had a Zoom meeting with my teacher and 21 of my classmates, not including me. In the Zoom meeting, I read a story which I wrote a week ago that was sort of like Where the Wild Things Are, except it was my version of it. Then I started to do my schoolwork on the email that my teacher sent me. After school, I worked on my state report on Kansas.
Today is quarantine day, I believe like 16. I heard from my job, they're still going to be closed until May 7th, I believe now. Kids are not going back to school. I'm worried as far as what's going to happen for summer. I depend on the summer programs in order for me to go to work. I'm a single mom. So really it's just me, my mom, and my dad. And they also work too, and they're well in their 60s. So I'm a little worried. My parents told me not to worry, that we'll figure it all out, and that's all we're trying to do. I do know we're getting some form of the stimulus check, which is better than nothing, but it's like slapping a band-aid on a way bigger cut than what it's gonna really help with. What else? My parents have gotten into a nightly Nerf gun battle with my son. It's hilarious. So things are okay. I mean, I'm not sick, my parents are healthy, and my kid's fine. And as long as we're all healthy, I mean, that's all we could really ask for or hope for.
Today is day 16 of Shelter in Place. I am a fine artist. I'm also a student. I feel like I'm finally getting to a rhythm. The silver lining of all of this. Silver linings. It's really helped me gain closure in the end of my relationship. Like, is that the person I would want to go through a global emergency with or not? But the other silver lining that I see is that I feel like we're giving the earth a little break. And it seems like people are realizing that the need for the kind of commuting that we've been doing isn't necessary. So hopefully this means that we can start thinking about more people working remotely from home. And maybe it would even encourage people to invest in things other than oil for a change.
Those were the voices of Dakota Milwee, Inga Petrova, Ellison Smirden, Josh Sorotiak, Reese Kohler, Stephanie Saravia, Peaches Christ, Flora Mae Moser, Andrew Sampick, Sophia Mitra, and Ariel DeAndrea. If you'd like to share your own day-by-day story, give us a call. The number is 415-494-7197. Again, that number is 415-494-7197. David Boyer, Angela Johnston, and Gabe Graben produced that story. Special thanks to Sona Avakian, Julia Linus Goodman, Kristen McCandless, Lee Romney, and Sarah Lai Sterlin for contributing to that story. And before we go, we're going to highlight some local music. This is King Dream from Oakland. They were scheduled to perform at the Ivy Room this Friday, but you can listen to their music and look out for future shows by going to their website, kingdream.com. Today's Cross Currents team includes Janae Darden, Julia Linus Goodman, True Quinn, Marissa Ortega Welch, and Victor Tense. Our engineers are James Rowlands, Tariq Foda, and Gabe Graben. Content manager is Shireen Adil. Our managing editor is David Boyer. Deputy news director is Angela Johnston. News director is Ben Trefney. Our opening theme music is by the John Santos Quintet, as interpreted by Daoud Anthony. For Cross Currents, I'm Hannah Baba.